Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose that God has given to me. And my purpose is to encourage others to do the will of God through His Word, my encouraging others. And I love that. I love encouraging others. Have you had or do you have the opportunity to do what you love doing? Has God given you that your passion, that you're able to do your passion and still glorify and magnify God? And this is mine, and I love it. I love it. God told me that I am a customer service agent for Him. And what I do is service the souls of His people by encouraging them, through His Word. Yes, by encouraging others through the Word of God. And what does God's Word say about this or about that? That's what's important, is what God say about these different situations. Have you put God's Word on it? Is what you're doing standing the test of what God's Word say? If it's not standing the test of what God's Word say, then it's of no good effect. It's of no good effect. I am a practicing believer, and I practice living the Word of God. I practice it. I think it. I practice living it, putting it on, dressing in it, in the Word of God, in the Word of God. And I thank God. Otherwise, there is no way that I could be enjoying my journey. And I am. I'm enjoying my journey. Thank the Lord for my journey. Thank Him. I thank God. As I go to the nursing homes, I start out my week on Sunday after Phillips Sunday. I started out on Phillips Sunday. And then I meditate on that Word on Monday. And then on Tuesday, I renew my mind and my way of doing in the Word of God. So I started out with the nursing home ministry. And I go and I teach the elderly and I sing to them. And it is such a joy to see them praising God and thriving in the Word of God. So I am definitely enjoying it. And then on Wednesday, I go and do volunteer work at the Hope Alliance here in Round Rock, and then my broadcast at 2. So I am enjoying the Lord. I'm enjoying the Lord. I am practicing what the Word of God tells me to do, and it keeps me encouraged. And so I am practicing the God habit. And if you practice a God habit, you won't have to worry about bad habits because you're so busy practicing living the way God say live. We get up in the morning and we start out our morning with prayer from 7:15 to 7:30 each morning. We are praying before our children, our grandchildren, before they go off to school, so that it, even in that we want our day to be blessed, we want to start our day out with the Lord, dressing in the Word. We get up and we shower, naturally so, and we put on our clothes, and we walk on out the door to our jobs or whatever it is that we're doing. But what about dressing in the Word of God? When do we take that time to dress in His Word, to dress in Him, so that when we go out, we're not going out in ourselves, but we are representing. We're representing Him when we step out of that door, because we've given our day. We've given our day to the Lord. So it's important. It's important that we dress, not only naturally so as a saint, but to dress in the Word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we thank God. We thank God for that. We're talking today about wake up, saints. God has given us authority. Walk in that authority. Do you know who you are? Do you know what God has given us, the sacrifice that He made for us to be able to go directly to Daddy? My God, what God has done for us to give us this authority, and then for us not to walk in it. Walk in the authority that the Lord has given us. That's what we are to do. Wake up, saints. Wake up. Too many laying down. Too many just taking whatever the enemy brings to us. Wake up, saints. God has given us authority. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? And then do you know what you have? Ooh, God has armed us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we need to wake up, and get up, and get up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has given us to work with. Yes, yes, yes. The benefits of having the Lord in our lives. There are benefits. So we have got to wake up to the benefits of what God has given us. All right, I am so glad. I am so glad that you are here with me today on Blog Talk Radio. I am live and in living color. Yes, it is a blessing. It's a blessing to be here with you on today. I am so glad. And I'm excited about the things that the Lord is giving, that He's already done, that He's doing right now. I'm excited about that. And I magnify God on today for you, for you, for you, you, and you. You listening in on today is a blessing. It's a blessing. And I'm praying and believing with you that God would bless you, that He would bless you, that He would touch your body, your mind, and your spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. and that you would be alive in God, alive, not just walking around, but alive, a lively stone in the name of Jesus. All right, come and go with me, and let's have a word of prayer, and then we will come back, and we will get into this dynamite topic. Walk, wake up, saints. God has given us authority. Walk in that authority. All right? Gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you, God, for who you are. You are great, and you're worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. And Father, we give them to you. What a mighty God that we serve on today. In the name of Jesus, a righteous judge, a mighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You gave your life for us, God, that we might have this authority, God. And you've given it to us, God. Help us, Lord. Have mercy upon us, God, that we get about your business. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we know who we are in you, God, and then step out in confidence, with courage, oh God, to get a job done on your program. And we thank you for it right now. Would you look on your people everywhere, God, and would you bless them? Look on the saints, oh God, the saints of God. Look on them today, God. Help them to wake up, Lord. Wake up. Help the saints to wake up, God. In the name of Jesus, wake them up, Lord. Wake up the saints, oh God. The saints of God. That we may take back everything that the enemy has stolen from us. In the name of Jesus. He's a thief. In the name of Jesus. Walking to and fro. In the name of Jesus, stealing from us. And we need you, God. We need your mercy, God, that we wake up, God, and we take back, take our authority, take our rightful places in you, God. In the name of Jesus, our rightful places in the Word, dressed up in you, God. In the name of Jesus, that we may get a job done, God. In your name today, God, in your name today. And Father, we thank you and we magnify you today. Would you look on the sick everywhere, God? So many sick soldiers, Lord, in your army, God. So many, God. Have mercy today, God, on the sick soldiers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now, God. We take authority, Lord. We take authority over the sickness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, of your servants on today, God. That man, that woman, that boy, and that girl, we take authority over sickness, and we rebuke it. Submit to you, God, and we rebuke sickness. We rebuke cancer. We rebuke diabetes. We rebuke all of these sicknesses. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it now, God. In the name of Jesus, let it be cast out of the saint's body and cast into the sea, never to return again, Lord. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You said with through prayer, supplication, oh God, that we make our requests be made known unto you, Lord. And we're doing it, God, and we thank you for it. We magnify you. We give you glory, God. And we give you praise on today, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. And we thank you for it now, God. Nobody like you, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we're depending on you, Lord. We're looking to you, God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith on today, God. And we magnify you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For you're so worthy, God. Hallelujah today, God. You're worthy, God. In the name of Jesus, in your name, God. Help us to step out in you, Lord, and take back, God, everything, God, that the enemy has stolen from us, God. Help us to wake up, Lord Jesus, to wake up, God. Wake up! Wake up, saints, in the name of Jesus, and let us walk, God, in the authority, God, that you have given us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you, Lord, right now. God, look on our pastors, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on our pastors, the elders, our bishops, oh God, our missionaries, in the name of Jesus, our mothers, God, the saints of God. Look on them all, God, and bless them today, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're getting ready to go into this revival, oh God, on tomorrow night, God, at All Nation Christian Center, God, where our pastor is the elder Nolan Mitchell, God, asking that you would bless, God, in the name of Jesus. Bishop Green being our speaker for tomorrow night and Friday night and Saturday night, God, in the name of Jesus, asking that you would strengthen him the more, God, in the name of Jesus, that he would speak your word the more, God, and do it just like you would have, God. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage the saints to come out, Lord, and hear what you have to say, God, in your most holy name, Father. And we thank you, and we magnify you right now, God. Thank you for your anointing today, God. Thank you for your anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you said that we would lift you up, God, that you would draw all men unto you, God. Father, we're lifting you up on today, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it right now, God. Now continue to bless us, our prayer, God, everywhere, God. Call the backslider back, God. Call him back, God, in the name of Jesus. Call him, Lord. Call him, Lord Jesus, in your name on today. Call him back, God. And those that don't know you, God, in the name of Jesus, in the pardon of their sins, oh God, in the name of Jesus, would you call them, Lord? Give them how, give them what to do, that they might be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on our children, God. Touch those minds, oh God. Regulate them today, God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate the minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Walk up and down in the schools, Lord, in the hospital, oh God. Heal the minds, Lord. Heal the minds of your people everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, and we magnify you, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all of the praise. In Jesus' name, we pray on today, God. You said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you today for direction in your word. In your word, God. Direction in you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for you're so worthy, God. You are so worthy of all of our praises. And we give them to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray today. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank God for prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God for prayer. Thank you for prayer. Scriptures say man ought to always pray and never faint. If we stay praying, we won't faint. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If we stay in the word of God, we won't faint. It's only when we stop praying and stop magnifying God, stop giving him the glory and the praise that he so deserves, that we begin to faint. We have to have it. This soul food, we have to have it. We are junkies, Jesus junkies, for the word of God. And we need our daily fix. We need our daily fix of God's word in order to survive, in the name of Jesus. We haven't arrived yet. We are yet working on it. in the name of Jesus until the Lord say, well done, we're working on it. So we've got to fight on, and we've got to know how to fight. And we have to fight using the word, the good fight of faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's why we got to wake up, saints. For God has given us authority. And some things we shouldn't be going through, because God has given us authority, and we've got to walk in that authority. So we praise God on today. Now, if you have a prayer request and you want us to pray with you, for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there. If you would like a motivational encourager to come and be a guest on your program, you can go to my email address, mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and you can email me there, and I will get back with you. I am so happy and so pleased that you have joined me today to talk about wake up, saints. God has given us authority. Walk in that authority. And today is March the 1st. Can you believe how that the month is just going on by? Yes, the life is going on. It's not waiting on us. So what are you waiting on? What are you waiting on to get that job done that God has given you? What are you waiting on? Today is Recover All Wednesday. David's family had been taken, his family's children, and his wives. And David asked God, what should I do? And he asked God, should I pursue? And God told him, yes, pursue and recover all. So recover all. So that's what we are about today, recovering all. We're going to recover it by taking back the authority that the Lord has given us, and then we're going to walk in it. Yes, we're going to wake up and take the authority that God has given us. So today, this is what we're talking about. And so we're going to do this month, the whole month of March. We're going to talk about this authority. So we will be doing this as a series, and I will have a different co-host for each Wednesday to help me talk about this authority that we have in Jesus, this authority that we have. And so we're going to talk about it. I want you to join me each Wednesday. Call a friend and tell a neighbor that we are talking about walking in the authority that the Lord has given us, so that we can get busy and do that God has given us to do. And so we want to give Satan the boot. Yes, we do. Give him the boot out of our lives. As a believer, you have been given the authority to speak and cause things to happen. However, we must know the authority we have been given as children of God and know how to walk in that authority. So how do we know we have been given power and authority? If you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you are his representative in the earth. Do you get that? You are Jesus' representative on the earth right now. If you are a believer, Colossians 1 and 13 says this: who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. The word power is translated authority. So this is saying to you and to me that I have been delivered from the authority of darkness world and the enemy have no authority over you and over me. We have been delivered from it, but we must know we have. Jesus said in Matthew 28, 18 and 19, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. That power was given to you and I as part of our inheritance in Christ Jesus. We have entered into this position of authority because we are His. We belong to Jesus. We belong to Him. We are representatives of His. We have been bought with a price. We belong to Him, and we need to represent well. Don't you want to represent well? The Lord has given us this authority to speak to the enemy. We don't have to just sit back and accept whatever he throw at us or bring into our lives. We can rebuke it with authority in the name of Jesus. All God told us to do is submit to him. Submit to him. Submit to the Lord and rebuke the enemy. Take authority over that, over our finances. He tries to keep us crippled and under his feet. But God has given us power, and he's given us authority to speak. God spoke, and the world came into being. Jesus spoke, and the sick were healed. He's given us that same dunamis power. Thank you. I hear the most. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's given us that same dunamis power. That same power. Dynamite. Power. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can speak to our mountains over in Mark 11 and 23. We can speak to our mountains and they have to move. Thank you, God. Speak to the mountain. Speak to it. Be cast into the sea and never to return. Speak him out of our lives in the name of Jesus, in our homes. Peace in the name of Jesus. Jesus woke up on the ship because the disciples, the waters were tossing and turning, and Jesus, he was asleep in the bottom of the ship. He was asleep. And they went and woke Jesus up and said, Jesus, careth not that we be destroyed. And Jesus got up, walked up on deck, and spoke to the wind, spoke to the waters, the waves, and said, peace, be still. Peace, be still, peace, in the name of Jesus. We have been given authority. Wake up, saints. God has given us authority. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're not to walk behind Satan. He's under our feet. But we are to walk in front of him and let him know what God has given us. It's time to get upset about the things that he just think he can just do anything and do us any kind of way. He can't handle us like that. We know who we are in Jesus. In Jesus. The blood got us covered. We're covered by the blood. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. Wake up, saints. We're covered by the blood. Are you a saint? Well, wake up. God has given us authority to speak to that enemy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, trying to hold us captive, trying to hold our finances captive in the name of Jesus. Trying to hold our bodies down, captive. But we are no longer will we allow him to do that. We're going to wake up. We're waking up. We're getting up. And we're walking in the authority of the Lord. All right then. Our prayer, have mercy upon us, God, that we know who we are in you and use our authority to live and serve. In Jesus' name, amen. Until the next time, be blessed, be encouraged, and walk in the authority of the Lord. Until next time, bye-bye.